Willem.
Are all the changes as a result of Act 67, or are there any other ones that were put in?
It's purely that. Joel?
Yes or no?
There were a few other ones that were related. So there were some earlier changes from earlier years that we had not picked up before. So we're including those as well.
Okay.
But so related to the same topics.
Okay, thanks.
Second.
Discussion. This just brings us in compliance with state law. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G12, page 97, authorization to sign a professional services contractor, Rooker and Milkey, for evaluation of the interceptor odor issue. Mr. Morrow.
Yeah, it looks like former alderman, woman mayor left. But so the Ryan Creek interceptor, after it was constructed, best I can tell, appropriately. I looked through all the plans, and it doesn't appear to be any defects as far as the way it was designed or constructed. Situation was is that when Muskego, and there's a difference of opinion from Muskego whether they even needed the Ryan Creek interceptor or not. Some will say that their system was working just fine. It was discharging to the north. But there is a thought that by sending some of their sewage to the Ryan Creek interceptor, it allowed for some future development in the south side of Muskego. And so the idea was is that, as I understand, we decided to construct the Ryan Creek interceptor large enough for both communities. That way MMSD can reimburse the city for it and take it over. MMSD will take it over when it expires, and I did confirm it with the finance director. In 2031, they make annual payments. When they make the last payment, it's theirs to own and operate. But for the time being, it is ours to own and operate. When it was constructed, Muskego turned their flows on. Hydrogen sulfide, H2S, was very apparent in there's 12 or 13 homes on Ryan Road. And so we've gone through a series of situations where we would turn it on, and it literally stunk up the homes. And so we would turn it off, we would flush it, and we would try to figure out what was going on, and we think we'd fix it, and we'd turn it back on. And same situation, it would recur. Initially, all the testing that we looked at appeared to be coming from Emerald Park landfill. And so it took MMSD a couple years through their pretreatment program to actually work with Emerald Park landfill. And as an example, OSHA considers a safe level of working environment for hydrogen sulfide to be 10 parts per million, I believe. And the landfill was discharging hydrogen sulfide at 600, 700 parts per million, very, very high. And so it was had no place to go. But through the venting system of the homes, just as you know, we did pay for some efforts on our part just to make sure everything was okay with the homes. Saturday morning, very cold Saturday morning. 2015, we hired Rooker Milkey to come out and smoke test. We had our building inspection plumbers out there with us, and we smoke tested, went in each home to make sure that the plumbing was indeed installed correctly. There was no defects or broken pipe or anything like that. We found a few P-traps that were empty, but once you fill those with water, they were just fine. So basically all the homes appears that they were constructed well. So once the MMSD worked with Emerald Park and got the hydrogen sulfide down, then we turned it on again, and hydrogen sulfide came back very quickly. Looking more into the situation, it was more than just the landfill, and it was more than just Champions Lift Station, which is a large subdivision on the Muskego side, but there were several lift stations, I think another four of them, that have very long force mains. So it goes to a low spot, it gets pumped into this force main, small diameter pipe. The problem is that these lift stations were so small and so far away that this sewage was normal domestic sewage, went into the lift station, got pumped, but didn't come out right away because it took several cycles of a pump to actually pump and discharge into Franklin. So that time frame from when it stayed in the small diameter force main, the sewage went septic. So when it comes out on the other end, our end, stinks to high heaven. So that's kind of what we're dealing with there. So MMSD is willing to do something to alleviate it. They recommended hanging some baskets underneath the manhole lids. I actually have a lot of experience in sewage systems, collection systems, and wastewater plants, and know something about odor control. That wasn't going to help, I could tell you that. So what we're proposing is, I've got
earwigs. Just checking.
I've come up with a lot of good ideas.
Febreze bottles.
Yeah.
But we've asked Rukert Mielke, who is the designer, who's familiar with the system, to actually do some further analysis of some of my ideas, and maybe add a few more ideas of their own, and come up with some ideas, some estimates on what it would cost to actually implement some fixes. There's some new gadgets out there that can, if you want to read through it, I can go into it in detail. But that's a technical term.
I'm sorry to do this to you.
I'm going to cut it short.
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. I'm sorry, Glenn.
I was trying to address everything in the memo.
Well, there were a lot of questions here. I don't expect we're probably going to get any answers, but I think that we should, you should probably get back with former Alderman Mayer about.
I was trying to address our questions, yeah.
About that. But I noticed on the action sheet it says almost immediately the H2S, hydrogen sulfide, happened. And this was designed by Rukert Mielke. Don't we have some kind of contract that something that doesn't work?
I would not say that our system doesn't work. The system no sewer system is designed to handle that much hydrogen sulfide.
There's not enough flow in the system to keep that stuff moving.
Oh, gee, isn't that what I said when we were building this, that we're going to have a tablespoon of water in a 40-inch long pipe? This is my favorite subject, and I'm going to be pleased to abstain on this vote.
Okay. Anyone else?
No.
All those in favor of the motion to approve?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's try it again. All those in favor
Aye.
Of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Any abstention? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Abstain.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't count.
3-2-1.
3-2-1.
Motion carries. All those in, motion carries. Three ayes, two noes, one abstention, no absent.
Mayor, at this point, can we go to...
We got 19. Two more items. Let's just finish them.
Two more? We're on 13. That's not two more. 13
Item
nine.
G13 on page 107, authorization to hire Fred Baumgart as a limited-term part-time employee.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No question.
Alderman Dandrea.
There's really no time frame or a dollar amount on here. Is there a cap that we're going to go to a certain level, and then you're going to bring it back to us for a reappropriation if it would go beyond an estimate of not quite sure what?
I expect that you will hear me come back by July, because then we'll have probably the first round of what we're really expecting to be heavy. By then, we should be 100% fully staffed by then. And so we'll be reevaluating all that use of the partial and temporary. My goal in this is to do our best to make sure we're able to service all the new development that we've been pushing through the Plan Commission, through the Council with the TIFs. And we've had a lot of success in that area, and I don't want it to get blocked further down the river in that process. And with two vacancies, I'm at risk of that. So those vacancies will be solved, I expect, by the latest, by early July.
Well, I agree with what we're doing, because I know that the city's in a backlog. It's just that we're giving you an open checkbook here, and I think we should have an appropriation.
I agree.
Well, there is an appropriation to the extent of his salary.
I know, we're going to get it.
It's to the, within the extent of his salary, line items. This is no, this
and that's
is not
sufficient, a, Mark?
Right now, I salary savings from the vacancy should be able to cover this. So, I'll reevaluate that as we've used it, and if that becomes a problem, I would have to come back for additional appropriation.
So, by what, the end of June, you're going to give us an update?
I would probably be looking for it to be the first meeting
in July.
In July.
Just so he comes back and gives us an update.
Is that part of the motion?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
I think it should be. So we have a clear...
Would you make her the motion?
Alderman Mayor.
I would add that to the motion.
Add what?
Staff to report.
Staff to report by end of June. If you're sure June is...
the first part of July.
Okay. If you're sure that's adequate, period.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay. Who is the second?
I'll second.
Well, he already did.
Second. Okay.
I'm sorry, end of July.
Middle of July, the first week, first meeting in July.
Well, I guess since I've been here in 08, I can't recall where this has happened before, where someone's retired and then we've brought them back, like, right away. And I know at the other job I work, it's not really, it's kind of frowned upon. So I guess I have a little issue with this, and not knowing a fiscal note. I mean, yes, we know it's $50 an hour. But we don't know how many hours. I mean, is it really listed? I mean, exactly. I mean, you have two paragraphs, not really explaining to me everything that.
The reason I didn't go into a more detailed fiscal note and just noted that it's going to be based upon how permits come in. There's really largely one primary function he's going to do, commercial plan review. Because he's not interested in doing field work, and that probably wouldn't be the best choice, but he's a very qualified commercial plan reviewer. And so it's something that can be done in the office. He knows our software and so can put things in himself. There is right now a void of building inspectors throughout southeast and central Wisconsin, lots of vacancies, so it's hard to find somebody. When I worked with to try to bring in a private company who could support our vacancies during the term, the only thing they would offer is if we agreed to hire one person full-time for a minimum one-year term. So I happened to be talking with him at John Scura's sort of retirement luncheon the other day, and he mentioned that was a role he could fulfill. And with two vacancies that we're currently in the final background check process of, I did not want to hold anything up. So the real extent of the use will be based upon, do the developers, such as Ballpark Commons, actually get the permits in on the time that they expect?
So
we want to be able to respond to them.
Here's another issue. I was very happy when the clock turned. Okay, I'm going to say it's not, and I'm not really excited about it going back. All right, I mean, 8 years, I mean, well, 10, how many years have I been doing this now? Okay. It was time for a change. It was time for new blood, and this is not going in that direction. So for that reason, I'm not going to support this, okay? I'm not. I mean, this is... We needed to turn the page. The page was turned. I don't want to go back. There's not what this is going to cost for a long period of time. I don't want to be sitting here in July and having to know it's going to be another 4 or 5 months, whatever. So the council can do it at once, but since 2008, inspection has been a nightmare. Nightmare. The amount of complaints, the amount of agitations, and there's one person at the helm that entire time for 40 years. So I'm trying to be very gentle in my comments.
Thank you.
So I'm not going down this path.
I understand. You know I understand.
I know you do.
What the overall big picture here, though, is the issue. We're in the process of replacing two vacancies, the top two jobs, building inspector, assistant building inspector. They're gone. There is nobody sitting in those chairs. What do we've got going right now? We've got Ballpark Commons like crazy under time deadlines, both for the development and for the financial aspect of it. So we can't afford to put things back. On top of that, Crohn's, new building under a timeline. We just approved David Hinn's company, a new project in the business park under a timeline. There's going to be another one coming probably in next month for another big addition in the business park.
Last Thursday, we received the six large multifamily buildings as well.
For Zilber. And there's another huge project in the pipe that hopefully we won't have to worry about until we get everybody on board. So I understand this is to stop the bleeding and keep projects going.
And I agree with everything you're saying, and I'm not going to like try to convince others to go along with me. I'm just not going to go down this path. And that's why, you know.
I got it.
Mayor.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I know.
I feel the same way, and I think if you want my vote on this, we need to shorten that time frame up so we can make sure we're moving ahead quicker with hiring the additional people. So we're in the 1st of April. I'd like to come back the 1st of June, and then you'll have my vote. If not, I'll be voting along with Alderman Taylor.
I wanted, as Mr. Roberto would tell you, to, at this meeting, tell you who the appointments were for building inspector, assistant building inspector. Fortunately, it takes time to do the background checks because it's not the normal computerized background check. It's the full boat. Walk the neighborhood, talk to the neighbors, all that. That takes time.
That one piece we are leaving out, but we are doing the more substantial one. One of the reasons that I suggested July is because the person that we have come to agreement with as to what the offer will be if they pass that would be able to start July 10th.
And I didn't say that you had to have everything in place by June. I said I wanted an update back by June for you to get my vote. So that would require the maker of the motion to update that to June.
You can sunset it at the first meeting in July. Because I'll be ready by then. Now, what I will tell you might happen, because if you recall, we're at a smaller size as a department than we were when we were busy, the last time we were busy in 2007. Prior to that, when we were really busy, it was hard to keep up when we had two other full-time inspectors. So I'll tell you that this stopgap to get me through to July 10th is a specific strategy based on a plan that's moving forward. I got two people in the pipe. The police are doing the background checks. Anticipated one person probably.
Then it should be really easy to give us an update on the first meeting of June. So if the maker of the motion would do that, then I will get you'll get my vote. Otherwise, you won't. And I don't know. There's two of us right here saying we won't. I don't know if it'll pass or not. So. Who's the maker of the motion?
I can work with June instead of July for an update.
Alderman Mayor, would you amend June so that way we'd have a better opportunity to sunset if we wanted to?
As I said, the motion, Mark, I'll go with whatever you think you can work with. If you can work with June, we can sunset it in July. That's fine. I don't want to see us in a position, though, where we don't have a building inspector with all these plans coming in. And we may have gotten complaints, and we had a different person in charge. Right now, Mark is in charge and will be until he turns that over to somebody else. So if we get complaints now, we can talk to Mark. So hopefully we won't be getting those. And this work entails a lot of plan review. It doesn't entail the field work,
correct,
as I'm understanding this. And generally, the complaints come in from field work, not from plan review. So, yeah, if you can live with that, I'm good with it.
Okay, so then
June.
Alderman Barber was the second.
Well, there's not a date. Let's put a date to it.
Okay. First meeting in June is what I had said.
June 5th.
I agree.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Madam Clerk, please.
I didn't even know I know.
Sorry.
I'm the only no.
I knew you were no.
Right.
But I didn't know it.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. Item G14, page 109, is a credit of $4,275.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G15 is Millings on 35th. Do you want it or not?
Yeah, Your Honor. You know, I was just on the phone with the mayor just, I think, that day before saying, you know, we were talking about Pleasant View, and I was just commenting how calm it was at Franklin Woods with the neighbors, besides the one that had the issue with parking, which then we did no parking all around their house. It was rather quiet, which is a nice thing. And because at least I'd say about the last year, especially with tomorrow, I don't need headaches. And so for some reason, without, you know, I know we talked about a little bit about parking on 35th Street because of the fact that there's not enough parking in the parking lot, and people are parking on the grass, and you can't park on putes. So imagine having a situation in any one of your districts where there is consternation, and then without even picking up the phone and saying to the alderman of the district, hey, we think we're going to start working on the shoulders and expanding shoulders and leveling, and if you drive down 35th Street and see what they did, what DPW did, without telling me they were going to do it, you'd be irritated too. At least you would have maybe said, this is what we're going to do. Maybe I want to go out there and meet you and say, why don't you show me? And then I'd say, well, maybe this should go to DPW committee, Public Works. Maybe this should go to the Common Council. Maybe I should talk to the neighbors and get their input. Because on one side of the street, there's a man-made berm with some trees and bushes, but those are people's backyards. And now you're just kind of making, you know, room for more vehicles to park, more slamming doors. I mean, can you not see that constituent work matters? But that didn't happen. What I told you did not happen. There's no conversation. There's no phone call. There was nothing. And this has happened before in my district. And I've been serving since 2008. I think I mentioned that before. Wilhelm's been here since 08. I think 13? No, where are you? Yeah.
13.
Bless you.
10? No.
It's
13.
Happened to me too, so.
Right. John's new. You're what, 15, 16? I don't remember when you got here.
Last year. One year.
Yeah.
What about me?
You've been here a long time.
I'm old.
All right? I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it. I'm not going to sit here and start pounding on the table, but I asked him to stop. I said, stop. And I called Glenn. I said, what's going on here? And he's, you know, but you got to make the case. You cannot continue to do this. You cannot continue to put people like the 6-7 of us in this position. You just can't. And so I don't even know what to do next because my phone blew up.
I'll ditto that over.
Well, wait a minute. Now, so, Alderman Taylor has an issue, rightly so, okay? So let me apologize for the issue. Neither Glenn nor I knew that it was going to progress at the speed it did.
I believe you.
The new superintendent isn't here, and his assistant wants to show energy and concern for the community, and off he goes. I'm not going to discipline him, but we're going to inform him that, or whoever's responsible, I'm making an assumption, that before we do that, we really need to let the alderman know. So we agree, and I apologize for that. So my suggestion is refer this to Board of Public Works.
That's what I just like to do, just to have the conversation. I'm not saying necessarily it's bad, but you know, at the same time, it's like there are certain areas of the city that are like powder kegs.
You think?
And this was one of them, and it just we all have them, and there was three of them that put me back in this chair back in 2015. This was one of them, and so I just really, you know, that we just can't do this type of stuff. I appreciate the apology for the mayor. I'm not blaming, you know, it happened. We just got to work better as we move forward.
So Alderman Taylor moves to refer to Public Works.
Yep. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G16, page 117, authorized $20,000 in contingency appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Let me try this again. We're having Alderman Wilhelm.
I had a conversation with Mr. Dietl today about the possibility of using sewer pack. Would that still allow the possibility to look into that? Because we do already pay into taxes for part of that. So I'm wondering if we could get away with a little less cost. I just want to make sure we're including that option. He's nodding his head, yes, that it would.
As a matter of fact, he and I discussed this afternoon. Understand that this as well is time is of the essence. This is there's financials on the other end, too.
So. I made a motion to approve. I know I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
All those, there was a second.
Thank you for the clarification, Mayor.
You're welcome. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G17 is a contract with R.A. Smith for $4,300 for wetland for Lake Ernie.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And the next page is 127 is a resolution to buy the bridge and boardwalk.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G19 is our favorite Pleasant View Park Pavilion. Mr. Sumwalt. Or Mr. Morrow.
I'm happy to come up and answer any questions, but the item before you is at the request of the alderman of the district, so I'll defer to her if she wants to take the lead on this.
Well, let me ask you some questions.
Sure.
Do you know the square footage of the Vernon Bard Pavilion or the dimensions?
I do. So the existing pavilion is 76 by 40.
And can you tell us what the current design of the Pleasant View Pavilion is?
75 by 38.
So it's a 3,040-foot in Vernon Park?
Correct.
And a 3,000 for proposed for Pleasant View?
Just under 3,000, correct.
Do you know how many restroom facilities, fixtures, including sinks, toilets, and urinals, are in Vernon Park?
I don't know how many sinks. That hasn't been the topic of discussion, but I can tell you there are 12 fixtures in the Vernon Bard Pavilion. Six men's and six women's fixtures. The men's fixtures are split between urinals and toilets. The women's fixtures are all toilets.
And can you tell me what the complement is for the currently proposed pavilion, Pleasant View?
The same plus a family restroom.
13.
So six and six plus one for 13 total.
Do you know what the acreage is of Pleasant View Park?
Yeah, Pleasant View Park is 24 acres.
And do you know what the acreage is for Legend 2?
Lions Legend total is 38 acres. Lions 1 would be considered the
across the creek.
The one side of the creek, and the Lions 2 is the other side of the creek.
We're doing this like a judge and jury. I asked a specific question. Do you know what the acreage is for Legend 2?
No.
Well, I do. 21.
Yep.
So if you extrapolate that, would that not mean that the park at Pleasant View is larger than our community park?
Larger than that portion of it, yes.
Do I get a chance to? Because I could interject as well.
We mentioned that the park is a neighborhood park. Based on what?
The designation in the city's 2030 Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan for Pleasant View Neighborhood Park is that it is a neighborhood park. That's the designation.
And what does that mean?
It's based on the size of the park and the intended service of the park and the types of amenities that we intend to provide there.
Do you have an idea what those amenities are?
We do. There was a site plan that was approved, which was referenced in the council action sheet in 2014, which included a list of all the amenities, and I have a list of those if you'd like me to explain.
Did it include a baseball diamond, two tennis courts, a paved path, a walking education trail, 900 linear feet of a collector street, sanitary sewer extension, public water extension, four basketballs, a play field, a playground, a tot lot, a tennis court, one sand volleyball court, an ice skating arena, one 2,400 square foot enclosed pavilion, a picnic and passive recreation area, landscaping, park benches, picnic tables, grills, signage, outdoor fitness stations, and electric.
Those are all the items listed in the comprehensive outdoor recreation plan for that particular park.
Correct. You know, do we have any parks in the city that are designated for neighborhoods only?
We have parks that meet the criteria of a neighborhood park, but no parks are limited to who can use them. They are all public.